Well, looks like I'm all set up to do the Radio Dale podcast, episode 50. Let's see if everybody else is ready. Hey, India, are you ready for the podcast?
No. I've got a lot to do.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Amber and Dale, you guys are ready for the podcast, right?
Well, I don't know, Rue. We had a lot of meetings this morning, and we've got another two this afternoon. So I don't know, Dale, but I think we're probably too busy.
Yes. No, but we are too busy, Rue. I'm really sorry. We booked too much stuff to get done today. We still have three more meetings. Then we have to go take the cattle out of the ranch to get them to the fields. So, sorry. Could we do this another time?
I guess so, but we need something for episode 50. Are you guys thinking I should just take old clips that we've never put in the episodes before, along with shoutouts from some of our friends?
Yeah!
Yay!
You're a genius, Rue!
Aw, you didn't have to say that.
That gay prance was excellent. Best prancing ever.
If only you were wearing your shoes.
Oh.
Hello, Dale speaking. This is India.
Dale speaking. This is Rue.
Dale speaking. This is Amber.
Ring, ring. Dale speaking.
Hey, this is Chad Brownlee, and I just wanted to say congratulations, Radio Dale, for hitting your 50th episode. Love what you guys are doing. Keep it up. And I am proud to be a part of Dale Speaking. Cheers, you guys.
Thank you, Chad. And he's got it right. This is the 50th episode of Radio Dale, and we're very excited to reach this milestone. But as you can see, people are pretty busy, so we are going to have a bit of a different sort of episode today to celebrate our 50th. A bit more light. You'll be able to hear a bit more of what goes on outside of the recordings. Now, we sit down every week to record the Radio Dale podcast to talk about music and musicians and help independent artists or people just interested in the industry learn a bit more about what's going on through our experiences, the things that we go through every week. But before and after the recording that you hear in the episode, we usually have some conversations, some debates, some ridiculous arguments, all sorts of stuff that get edited out would have gotten edited out of the show. And we're going to play you those outtakes and bloopers and things that normally we would cut out for time or because they're just dumb. So expect a lot of interesting behind-the-scenes banter in this 50th episode, along with some shoutouts that were sent in by artists we've worked with, some friends in the industry, and all over the place. So sit down, grab some coffee or tea or distilled water, and let's get started. In this first segment, we're going to be hearing a bit of the random stuff that happens before we record, and afterwards, we'll be hearing a bit specifically from Miss India, who works campus here, as well as some of our AC stations, and is one of the employees at Dale Speaking, so listen in.
1985?
85. Siri, what is your favorite...
Oh, you failed.
Siri, what is your favorite Coney Hatch album?
What? She's not a fan, apparently.
She's thinking. Or is she not thinking?
Well, Siri is a man. But I don't know if that means the same as still Siri.
Oh, I am Siri.
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
Oh, so she's taking a nap.
I'm
Siri,
drunk.
Are you taking a nap?
Discography.
Thank you.
92. Which is like a best of. Maybe? Or...
Yeah, so that doesn't really count.
I wonder
so
if,
85.
Like, there's a zombie attack going on and they've shut down the cell towers.
Oh, Rogers was having issues. Oh, no, but that was because of construction.
Yeah.
But Roger, like,
there's
my...
something wrong, and I can't answer your questions right now. Please try again in a little while.
I'm scared that the world is ending.
Okay, so the greatest hits one doesn't really count.
Yeah, so it's 85 then.
85. So what's 15?
Friction.
20, all 30, 28 years? Is that correct?
28 years.
What are you wearing?
Can you ask Siri what 2013 minus 85, 1985
aluminum.
Is?
Nice. Huh?
Huh?
Can you ask her what 2013?
What 2000? Well. 2013.
Let me have a look.
Oh,
my web search checked this up.
2000 Oaks, California.
Awesome.
What is 2013 minus 1985?
Checking my sources. The answer is 28.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's something going on.
Okay. What's happening now?
Is the world ending?
Checking on that. Okay, I found this.
Time until the end of the world, 5 billion years. Okay. So you're good.
But the But there was a helicopter going crazy, now there's sirens going in the direction of downtown. I wonder if something happened.
Zombie apocalypse!
Knew it. So are we doing intro Coney Hatch first?
Yeah.
We're either going to gain more listeners or going to lose all the listeners we already have. Because you swear so much.
Soup. I didn't know it was being recorded. That's not fair.
Oh, it's totally fair. This is sitting up.
I can record you at any time.
This is sitting here. We're in a podcast room to record a podcast. It'll be on at any point.
You should have like a little on-air thing.
No.
Yeah, a little light.
Blinking light that says on-air. No. On-air.
See, it's kind of good. What I should do is make us delayed longer and longer and longer so you guys get desperate. And then the episodes will shorten. We'll spend 3 hours recording, but we'll
people
only actually
are
get
charting.
10 minutes. People are charting. Fuck the rest of this.
Fuck everyone.
Some Tiny Tim information.
Like the donuts?
No, you know Tiny Tim, right?
Tim or Tom.
Tiptoe through the tulips. That big, like, 7-foot-tall guy that looked like a monster that would sing pretty songs playing ukulele.
T-W-I-M-H.
That's right. Amber, welcome to Radio Dale number 41. Oh, wait, I kind of peeked out on that. I didn't
Let me be as loud as I can right
Let's
now.
Let's try this again. That's right, Amber. It's Radio Dale number 41.
Loud noises. This week in music history.
We can edit that out.
I'll just do that again.
Things went a little Miley Cyrus there for a second.
They did get a little Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Amber, stop licking the lamp.
I didn't even know.
You know who it was.
Sugar.
Biggie. Faith.
Oh, you
Faith
know
Evans.
Who killed him?
Faith Evans. The U.S. government. Well, we could always introduce part two as a
well,
witch.
Well, nothing beats Gollum from Texas.
Sorry. I had how I wanted it to sound in my head, and then when it didn't come out, I was like,
okay, that was awesome. What the hell are you doing?
When they came up with the phrase, 50 is nifty, they must have been talking about Radio Dale. Hey guys, Scott Clements here, program director of Country 94 and The Wave in St. John. Wow, 50 episodes. No wonder I don't have any room on my iPhone left.
Hey, this is Peter from Conveyor. Congratulations, Dale Radio, on reaching 50 podcasts.
Hi, this is Meredith Shaw, and I'd like to congratulate Radio Dale on hitting 50 episodes. Love you guys.
I knew Barney was a joke.
Oh.
Why?
He stole from the...
Shannon Lewis and Bram. The elephant show.
Stupid. I watched that also.
But did you love it more?
I loved them equally.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Okay.
Your answer has been accepted.
I also, every Christmas, watch the Shannon Lewis and Bram Christmas special and Barney's Waiting for Santa.
It's all about the California raisins. Just gonna throw that at you.
California
there.
Raisins. Good,
Christmas
good
special.
Good there.
What are they?
Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
I've said something disappointing.
Yeah.
Okay, so lean
Even
closer
I know,
to the microphone.
I've said something else disappointing.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
Story of my life.
Laugh really loud. That's not really loud. That's better.
Tell her a joke.
Okay, perfect. I think we found the beginning of the episode.
What?
India is the ultimate conundrum.
Because I all of a sudden get really loud.
You get really loud and laugh really loud.
I'm just so dynamic.
I'll turn it up so we can catch your gentle, whispery tones. And then suddenly all you hear is... Because it distorts.
So you're telling me not only is India really quiet, she breathes heavily and then...
So the thing that I should do the quietest, I do the loudest.
Loudest. And the thing you should do the loudest, you do the quietest.
Oh, what a mystery I am.
Yeah, I know. That is fascinating. So should I stop?
What did I do? Tell me you so I don't do that.
You blew out your nose with great power. Now,
I blew out of my nose with great power?
The same thing.
Is that what you just said?
Yes.
A friend.
Shatab.
By the way, what's with the toilet paper?
What's wrong with it?
It's yucky. But no one else noticed it.
Have you not?
No.
No, nothing bad happened.
I was like, ew.
No,
it's used?
It's just
recycled?
Yeah, somebody used it.
It's not soft.
Oh.
Did no one else notice this?
No.
Well, I've been using paper towel to blow my nose, so.
So you're insensitive.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Right. You're insensitive, bitch.
You're a bitch. So, moving on from you.
What
but,
about?
Like, it's a different quality?
Yes, it feels
so,
like
but
a
it's the same
quality.
Wrap.
I know.
Maybe
yeah.
They cheaped out
which
on their.
What?
Maybe they bought 1,000 little paper wrap things, and they've just decided to start going out and buying the cheapest toilet paper, and they're wrapping it so it looks fancy. Do you think they would do that?
Yeah.
Are people that sinister?
Indy's experiencing a little bit of discomfort. I think you should put it in the comment box. Please get better toilet paper. I'm uncomfortable.
Do bees, like, normally attack you?
Oh my god.
She's wearing black. I don't know if that means anything.
No, but they're always here. And see this? Like, they get, look, see? Do you see where they can come in? Look, come look.
Put some tape there.
Yeah, we'll tape it.
You could easily get in.
Well, Rue is the king of the bees.
I'll trap the bee and save you. Here are some highlights or lowlights, whatever you want to call them, from me, Rue. I have a tendency to ramble on, to talk about ridiculous things, and to occasionally change my voice because it sounds funny in my head. And you get to hear a bit of that here right now.
YouTube
battle.
Okay. The caramel ones, like not the one you have, but like the
you
yeah.
Could smell
caramel
yours.
Latte.
That was really, it was over strong. Yeah. They like added 10 pumps of caramel to it or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like, how can I ruin someone's day?
They're so forward thinking.
Okay.
Neverest intro. What number is it? Number 38. 1 second. It's redonk.
Redonk donk.
Redonk a donk.
Okay.
I almost burped. Blah. Blah. Are you ready for this?
Don't
look. Sail away, sail away. Let me sail. Let me Orinoco flow.
Actually, this week on the not the charts history.
Enya.
That came out like 1988.
Really?
More this week or something.
1988.
No, it was late '80s. Orinoco flow.
Late '80s. Because I remember when I was a little girl, like that was one of my favorite songs.
So. It was
Orinoco Flow. I don't know.
Orinoco Flow.
Yeah.
Well, that was.
Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Is it?
Let me sail. Orinoco Flow. It was weird that like her and Lorena McKennitt both did like sort of weird ethereal harp kind of based new age music, but they were popular. I mean, like in university, the cool kids, you see them with like listening to Lorena McKennitt and stuff.
She's the bomb.
She's the bomb. She's from Stratford too.
Your mom's from Stratford.
No, she's from Collingwood. Anyways.
Justin Bieber is from Stratford.
So who's better? Bieber? Or we should have that. Bieber versus McKennitt.
Why would she puke?
It would be hilarious if she went
up
in
space.
And she was singing like...
Bleh.
I was born as... I think that would be amazing.
Oh, God. Because it would float. It's so true.
I'm not a fish egg. I miss Lee Aaron.
Oh, she was my
God.
Favorite.
Who was a teacher before she was a
some
rock star.
Girls don't get with me.
So there you go. That's next week.
Okay, that's
like
next
it.
Week. And we podcast next week on
Wednesday
again?
Wednesday again.
Okay.
Yep.
1 o'clock?
Campus?
Sure.
Campus.
Oh, let me get out of your way.
Freak out. Did we want to do a roundtable introduction
out,
for Chad?
This is Adeline, and you're listening to the 50th episode of The Good People at Radio Dale.
Hey, this is Christina Fernandez of Listen Harder. You're listening to the 50th episode of Radio Dale.
Amber has been here at Dale Speaking longer than me and India combined. Not quite as long as Dale, but... getting there almost. She's catching up, which might be a little hard to actually pull off, but She has probably been driven a little mad over the time, so she has trouble staying on her feet, and we get into some interesting, not so serious, but heated discussions over very stupid topics. And here are some outtakes from Amber here at Dale Speaking.
Set that. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Oh dear.
She's tripping over things out there.
Whoa.
I forget how I do it every week. I listen to it too. Ah, my skin. Yeah. All right. Ready? One, two, three.
Okay.
I'm getting the couscous out of my teeth.
I've never made soup.
Soup is fucking badass. So soup. I reckon you could literally put anything in there. Like corn soup.
Corn soup. Potato soup is actually really good. I've had that. Soup. Yeah.
Potato and whatever.
Yeah, potato you just add whatever to it.
I've made broccoli
hey.
And insert vegetable
hey.
Into the soup.
Anyways,
yeah. Get a sugar daddy yeah. And you're good.
That's really my only tip ever.
Sesame Street was inspired by the Monkees because they had a variety show. So, eat that.
The Muppets was a variety show. Not Sesame Street.
Well, whatever. It's puppets doing shit. It's like, look, we're learning and... The Monkees did that. The Monkees movie is more important than Sesame Street.
I can't even reply to that.
Therefore, the end of that argument, the
it's that conclusion you don't know what Muppets is that I am Sesame better Street than is. You.
Because I was in a better movie. That is clearly what we were arguing about. What were you in the Sesame Street movie?
I was on the side of the road in a crowd.
How did that happen?
You know what I was? I was a girl in the crowd screaming when they sang Last Train to Clarksville.
So you're screaming at a stupid old band of old people because you're hot for old people.
It's snowing.
What?
It's snowing.
Oh my god.
Can I find it? Sorry.
Okay, we're going to have to do this quickly.
I like yours because I love my clutch.
I like that he died.
Oh,
I don't.
That's on tape.
That's what she's saying. Thanks for taping.
No problem. Say things.
Ready? Oh, hi.
India, project.
Project.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Without yelling.
And don't bang in the
project.
Table.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Don't kick the table.
India, figure your shit out.
I need to come.
You'll be doing This Week in Music History. Yes, this Week in Music History, people died.
Garth Brooks died.
Garth Brooks. Dead
Who
at
thought
eight.
Garth Brooks was dead? Okay. Are we ready?
We are ready.
November 28th. Oh,
give us a little intro.
This
so
eager.
Oh my god. And you know it.
Okay, where do I go? Here?
Yeah, go
la,
there.
La 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 la.
Let me just make sure I have the ability to
Can we start a part two with Thunderclap?
Yes.
Thunderclap! Hi, my name is Terry Attack, and you're listening to Radio Dale. I just want to congratulate Radio Dale on their 50th show.
Hey, this is Neverest, and we want to congratulate Radio Dale on hitting 50 episodes.
Congratulations!
Congratulations, buddy.
And that has been Radio Dale number 50. Oh, and look who's suddenly not very busy.
Me!
It's Amber!
So, yay.
And we're in a room that smells like cinnamon rolls, which
you
we bought.
You said cinnamon or cinnamon rolls?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon roll candle to celebrate Radio Dale 50, right?
Yes, we've made the office Christmassy.
Yes. So this has been our 50th episode. We hope you enjoyed hearing what life is like at the office when we aren't recording for the podcast.
And I'm sure it sounded very productive.
We're very productive, very serious.
Yes. All things are taken seriously between us.
If you want to find out more about Dale Speaking, if you actually still want to find out more about Dale Speaking, head to dalespeaking.com. We are on Twitter @Dale_speaking, Facebook Dale Speaking, and we have our blogs
at DaleSpeaking.com, and you can find this podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, anywhere.
Our website.
You can even find it. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you have any last thoughts on 50 episodes?
I've learned a lot about podcasting. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun so far. I know that if you listen back to our first episodes compared to, up to number 49, mm-hmm. you've noticed a difference, just probably with how we do, and then also just with how it's formatted and everything like that. Because we didn't have this week of music history and all that other stuff, we just kind of talked. So, looking forward to what the new year is going to bring for new episodes, new formatting if we want.
Just play around with it. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you guys about what you think about this episode or our normal episodes, because this is an abnormal one.
Yeah.
And we will be back to normal next week with a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Christmas theme. So look out for that and our end of year recap episode coming up. And we hope you had fun. I said that twice.
Rude, just shut up.
Okay. Bye.
We hope you had fun.
Hey, give me that back.